Testament scripture tells us that we are priests and kings unto our God. What does all that mean? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several sessions about our Melchizedek priesthood in Christ. In our previous sessions, we defined who Melchizedek was. In Genesis 14, he appears to Abraham after the Battle of the Kings, bringing bread and wine. And Abraham revered him, referred to him as Lord in Genesis 17. And in Hebrews chapters 5, 6, and 7, there are various references to him, and he is indeed called King of Righteousness, without lineage, without mother and father, that is, ancient of days and a priest unto an endless life. In Genesis 14, he is referred to as priest of the Most High God. Well, Melchizedek, obviously, was a spiritual being. And indeed, King of Righteousness, one of his titles, is something that belongs only to God. It's a title that belongs only to God Himself, so we understand fully, therefore, that Melchizedek was one of the manifestations of God or the Godhead, and indeed he was the Holy Spirit and is the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the only aspect of the Godhead that is on the earth today, has always been on the earth from the time of creation, even in Genesis 1. We also mentioned that in Hebrews, Jesus is called high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. We, in Revelations 1:6, are called priests and kings unto our God. New Testament scripture also refers to us as a royal priesthood. Well, the only royal priesthood of scripture is the priesthood after an endless life. That is the Melchizedek priesthood. In John 3:3, it says, unless you are born again of the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, the Spirit is Melchizedek. Unless you are born again. In the actual Greek, the literal translation says, unless you are generated up place from the Spirit. What that means is that all of us came out of Christ. You say, how could that be? Well, we're going to see the scriptures that say that. It says, indeed, in Romans 11:36, all things are out of him, through him, and into him. And that is the source of our royal priesthood. In Romans 8:29, we read, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. In 1 John 3:2, we read, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he, that is Christ, shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And so we have this royal priesthood in us, affirmed by Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Listen to what it says. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. It continues in verse 29 and 30 of Acts 17. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent. The key to understanding our Melchizedek priesthood is that we are in Christ. We were generated from Christ. That's what the word born again means in the original Greek. He is high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, and we are priests and kings of the order of Melchizedek. We are sons of God, the scripture says, and it says in Acts 17:28, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Now, a priesthood has to be executed or carried out by the priests who are members of that priesthood. And we said earlier that the priesthood is that after an endless life. It is a priesthood of blessing. It is a priesthood of life. It is a priesthood of nurturing. And so if we understand this, our role as Melchizedek priests unto our God, in the authority of Christ, is to priest that priesthood. And how do we priest that priesthood? Well, the first thing we have to do is operate in the principles of the Father of life. When we priest the Melchizedek priesthood and apply it to others, we nurture them, we build them up, we give them hope, we affirm them. We speak words of life to them. We don't criticize them or tear them down. We don't bash them. We don't put them under performance-based acceptance. And why? The reason is because that isn't the priesthood of life. That's a priesthood of death. No. The Melchizedek priesthood does not tell people what's wrong with them. It tells people what they did right, and it tells people how to do it right. It builds them up. The Melchizedek priesthood looks beyond the sin to see the need. Our priesthood in Christ loves people to life. This is the principle by which we walk out our priesthood in Christ. We don't tell people continually what's wrong with them. We tell people what's right with them so that they can have hope and so that they can build. We don't criticize what they did wrong. We teach them how to do it right. And we love them and we affirm them because the Melchizedek priesthood loves people to life. And that's what it's all about. It does righteousness for righteousness' sake. In 1 John 3:7, we read, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he, that is Christ, is righteous." We must also recognize that the Melchizedek priesthood of Christ is also a corporate priesthood. That is, it involves the whole body of Christ. In Ephesians 4, verse 4, onward we read, "There is one body and one spirit, even as we are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Did you hear that? Melchizedek, the Holy Spirit of the Father, is above all, through all, and in you all. Melchizedek, the Holy Spirit, indwells our spirit man. That's the born-again experience. He tabernacles within us, and that is why we are priests according to the order of Melchizedek. And it says in Ephesians 4:13-15, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." That last verse is a remarkable verse because what it says is that we are to grow up into the head, which is Christ. Now in verse 13, it says, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man." Now, the word perfect there in the Greek actually means to be spiritually mature. We are to be mature in our walk. We are to be mature in our ministry. We are to be mature in our priesthood as Christ is mature. In other words, we are growing up into him. We are becoming as he is. It continues in Ephesians 2:22, "In whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit." Through the Spirit. In other words, you and I are to be habitations, indwellings of the Spirit in us. He inhabiting our spirit man, being built up together. So, he is to live his life in us and through us. As a matter of fact, few Christians realize it. But this royal priesthood has ordained with it in a heavenly position. Listen to Revelations 3:21. "To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the body of Christ. Did you know that you and I are destined for the throne? Because of this royal priesthood. Because Christ lives his life in us and through us. That we are growing up into him in all things, Ephesians 4:15 says. And that we are walking in and ministering a priesthood after the power of an endless life. Because Hebrews 7:16 says of Christ that he is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Your priesthood ministry recognizes who you are in him and who he is in you. In 1 John 4:17 we read, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Remember that the Melchizedek priesthood is a priesthood of words of life. As a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 37, we read, "For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be judged." What does that mean? Well, it means that you have a priesthood and you will be accountable and I will be accountable as to how we minister that priesthood. If you're going to be a legalistic Christian bashing people because they are not keeping the Word of God under their own power, and you are not teaching them grace, and you are not loving them to life, and you are putting them under performance, shame or blame or guilt, you are not ministering the Melchizedek priesthood that God has given you as a Christian believer. And so the very first thing that we need to understand is God will hold us accountable for our words, because the priesthood is a priesthood of life and it must minister unconditional love and life to others. If we understand that and we can walk in that, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "By your words you will be justified." You see, the Melchizedek priesthood brings the kingdom to the earth. The Melchizedek priesthood brings the kingdom to people. It brings the power of the kingdom to them. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." In John 6:63, the Lord says, "It is the Spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Notice what Jesus said, "They are spirit and they are life." Words are spirit and they are life. Words are spiritual. Watch your words. Watch what you say to people. Watch what you minister to them. Be accountable to yourself. I have to be accountable to myself for what I say. We have to be accountable to the Lord Jesus Christ for what we say. When Jesus says, "It is the Spirit that quickens," that word is Old English. It means that makes alive. See, that's Melchizedek priesthood. "The flesh profits nothing," it says. "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Now, the words that Jesus is talking about there, the word for words is rhema. It is the revealed word or the revelation behind the written word. Jesus says, that's what is life. It isn't the logos. The logos is holy. The written word of God is holy and righteous because it shows us God's standard, which can only be kept, by the way, by Melchizedek, the Holy Spirit, living his life in us and through us, not by self-effort. And for that reason, in the New Testament scripture, Jesus says, You search the scriptures because in them you think you have life, but it is they who speak of me, and you will not come to me that you may have life. And he continues and says, the letter of the word kills. The spirit of the word gives life. That's the rhema revelation behind the written word. So we must speak also. We must speak words of life. So in John 6:63, if it says, it is the spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing, the words, the rhema that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life, then as Melchizedek priests unto Christ and our God, the Father, our position must be, I must do the things that Jesus does, I must say the things that Jesus says. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know the Holy Spirit of God, and did you know that He is life-giving and life-changing? God wants a relationship with you. God is not a God of religion. He's a God of relationship. Religion can never bring you to God. No religion can bring you to God. Because religion always involves a middleman to tell you about God, to intercede to God for you. A covenant is a contract or a relationship between two people. And God is not a God of religion. He is a God of covenant. There is no middleman. God wants you to go directly to Him, and He will reveal Himself personally to you, which will be the proof of all that I am saying. The Bible is divided into two divisions, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The word testament means covenant. A relationship between God and you, God and me. That relationship is entered into by inviting Christ into your heart to be personal Lord and Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ will reveal Himself to you as a living person, so it's self-proving. No other religious figure in history can do that, only Jesus. As a matter of fact, you may think, well, I'm too far gone. No one can help me. There's no way out for me. Those are lies of the devil, my friend. There is no pit so deep that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out. And He will do it for the asking by your continual trust on Him. Notice those words, continual trust on Him. And He is waiting to come into you, to live His life in you and through you, and to bless you. In Jeremiah 29:11, He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. Those are the words of God. God loves you. He wants to love you to life. He wants to put Melchizedek, the Holy Spirit, upon you and your life, to bless you and to love you to life again. Won't you receive Him now into your heart? Pray this prayer aloud, being willing to turn from your sin. The Lord Jesus Christ will do all the rest. Pray this prayer now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same
because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.